Thank you and good afternoon. 41-year-old James Jackna and 21-year-old Amanda Patton have been identified as the victims who were murdered at their residence in Hayfork on Monday night. Trinity County deputies responded to the residence on Carter Gulch Road after a caller reported that 40-year-old James Brady admitted that he killed the victims. Brady tried to flee through the back of the house only to be caught by deputies. After law enforcement discovered the bodies, Brady admitted to killing the victims in a subsequent interview, and he was booked into county jail for homicide. Details surrounding and leading up to the killings will continue to be released as the investigation into the incident develops. A press conference was held earlier this morning in Klamath as officials from California and Oregon, along with tribal, local, and federal officials, announced an agreement for the restoration of the Klamath River and the removal of four dams along the river. The removal of the dams and the river restoration will be coordinated through the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and the dams are expected to be completely removed by the 2020 year. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Roik said in a statement that dam removal is a key element of large-scale fish restoration efforts on the Klamath, and we believe it puts the people of the Klamath Basin back on a path towards lasting prosperity. The amended agreement will not require any new federal funding or congressional approval. Two Caltrans employees from District 1 will be honored next Tuesday in Sacramento as Governor Jerry Brown will present the annual Medal of Valor Award. Dane Hartman and Dave Ackley will be honored for their selfless act in February of 2012 at the Densmore Airport in Humboldt County. The two had finished working near the airport when they came across a fiery plane wreck close to their location. A student pilot was found outside of the plane, and the instructor was still inside with visible injury. Ackley extinguished the flames to a point where they could get the flight instructor out of the plane, and as everyone was leaving, the plane's fuel tank caused an explosion. Ackley and Hartman continued to fight the blaze until other emergency personnel arrived on scene. Because of their actions on that day, Hartman and Ackley will be two of four Caltrans employees honored at next week's ceremony. With the statewide strike on university campuses looming next week, the California Faculty Association and CSU management agreed to enter into a 48-hour blackout period this afternoon. Both parties have released few details on what will be discussed during the blackout period, but in a release issued today, they will discuss everything related to the ongoing dispute regarding wages. Officials from both parties plan to hold a joint press conference on Friday in Sacramento in the hopes that a settlement has been agreed upon. The Faculty Association has argued for a 5% increase in wages, to which CSU management has repeatedly rejected, instead counteroffering a wage increase of 2%. All 23 state university campuses have scheduled the 5-day strike for April 13th through the 15th and on the 18th and 19th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police arrested a 33-year-old man on DUI charges after he collided into a parked car while trying to elude officers on Tuesday night. Around 10:30, an officer spotted an SUV driving at a high rate of speed near Broadway and Wabash, and when the officer attempted a traffic stop, the SUV sped off instead. The driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Kyan Shores, drove recklessly all the way to Long and William Streets, where he collided into a parked vehicle. Shores was uninjured in the crash, and there were no other injuries reported. He was arrested and booked into county jail for DUI, driving on a suspended license, as well as for outstanding warrants related to other DUI charges. Trustees from College of the Redwoods were on hand during a groundbreaking ceremony at the Del Norte County Education Center on Tuesday, as they will begin to construct a new laboratory for the Crescent City campus. The new lab project will cost $1.5 million, and it will allow the Crescent City campus to offer classes in biology, chemistry, nursing, anatomy, and physiology. CR Trustee President Tom Ross said in a statement that with the new facility, the board is continuing their support of the Crescent City community, and we greatly appreciate the staff's hard work. The new lab is expected to be completed by spring of 2017. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.